USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Federal prosecutors intend to indict Hunter Biden by September 29th on gun charges, as per a recent court filing.
The charges weren't specified in the documents, but they relate to a gun possession case involving Hunter Biden, who was accused of possessing a firearm as a drug user. U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss, recently designated as a special counsel, mentioned the goal of indictment before September 29th and a status report required by a judge. I'm John Schaefer.
The historic impeachment of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton took a turn towards scandal Wednesday. The first witness called by impeachment managers in Austin testified about an extramarital affair Paxton was having with a donor's employee. Jeff Materia was Paxton's top lieutenant at the Texas AG's office. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll serve out the remainder of his current term and that he will remain in leadership. With reporters crowding around him, McConnell had this to say about the U.S. Capitol physician's report released on Tuesday.
Dr. Monahan's report addressed was concerns people might have that some things that happened to me did happen. They didn't.
Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. Tuberville tells Fox News he's convinced the fight for Ukraine may be a lost cause for America.
This wasn't going to end up well for Ukraine. We pretty much got Ukraine into this mess. We can't get them out. Somebody needs to go to Russia, like Joe Biden, and talk them out of what's going on and get this thing settled before we get into a world war.
The U.S. on Wednesday announced hundreds of millions of dollars more would be going to help with emergency and humanitarian needs in Ukraine, as well as another $175 million toward military weapons support. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee ruling that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Cheeseborough will go to trial together on October 23rd. McAfee issued the ruling from the bench during a hearing in Atlanta on Wednesday. McAfee said defense lawyers for Cheeseborough and Powell had not yet met the legal standard needed to separate themselves from one another. He also said that two lengthy trials would clog up the court calendar and inconvenience jurors.
We respect the court's decision. Clearly, we're going to be tried alongside Ms. Powell, but we will file additional motions to make sure that the trial that we have with Ms. Powell is fair and that the jury judges everyone.
During a surprise trip to Ukraine Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken detailed $1 billion in additional U.S. support for Ukraine. Blinken says funding's going to more than just military weapons support.
We're making new investments to enhance the transparency of Ukraine's institutions and to bolster the rule of law so that Ukraine's democracy is even more responsive to the needs of its people.
In Wednesday's announcement, Blinken also called on Russia to return to the Black Sea Grain Initiative. You may not want to throw away your expired at-home COVID test just yet.
Amid a fresh surge in COVID cases in the U.S., the FDA is extending expiration dates for a number of at-home COVID test products. You're encouraged to check the FDA website for brand-specific extensions. Public health authorities say that all viable at-home tests can detect new COVID strains. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.